Welcome to Tuesday. January is traditionally known as Divorce Month, but after a financially brutal 2022, many couples that want to call it quits are having a hard time with the math. Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney in Dallas, has three main financial factors that will gum up a divorce. Jennifer, help us out.
Yeah, well, we're definitely seeing issues with regard to dividing the estate and the options that are available for people. So with the increase in interest rates and the housing market going down, where we are located, there's still a vibrant housing market. But, you know, the uncertainty and the forecast about the future is definitely causing some concern. And, it can just make it a little bit more challenging for people to negotiate the deal that they want. And we have to have a little more flexibility.
All right. So when it comes to something like selling the house here, obstacle number one, what do you say?
So a lot of times people will decide to go ahead and put the house on the market, and that's fine. The challenge in that is going to be housing options once you sell the house, depending on the proceeds that are collected. Of course, rents are really high these days. Some couples are agreeing for maybe the partner who's going to have the children most of the time to stay in the house, the marital residence. And where normally we would have seen, refinance obligations being required within about 6 months from the date of divorce. People are agreeing to extend that for a longer time just to make it possible for the partner to stay in the house with the children. So, the default is always to sell the property. If they can't reach an agreement regarding other terms, then you just have to put the house on the market, realizing that you may not get the best return at this time.
Wow, right. We're speaking with Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney based in Dallas. We've identified three financial obstacles to getting divorced in this economy. The first one is selling the house. All right, second one here that you point out, pensions and other investments. What about those?
Yeah, so with the 401k accounts, we're seeing lowered values where the account may have been worth significantly more a year ago. Even in spite of continued contributions, it's just not at the peak. The option there is we divide it in kind. So you can get those assets. If you're the non-employee spouse, you're going to be able to get your share of the assets without having to distribute the money. It'll stay in an account in your name, and you can just hold them if you want. Otherwise, people, may be distributing those assets. And it is important to know for people, there are provisions in the Internal Revenue Code that can allow people to take a 401k distribution without paying a penalty. They, of course, need to talk with their tax advisor and with their lawyer, but it is a way to free up some cash. So, some people are where they would have taken a distribution, they would have sold the assets. They're deciding to sit on them and hold them for a little longer and see if the market turns around.
Yeah.
But this isn't the first time we've been in a downturn. In 2008, we had a big downturn, and, the market's rebounded, and there certainly is hope that they will rebound again. But it can just be a hard pill to swallow when, your estate is worth maybe 25% less than it was a year ago.
Yeah. You said, too, pensions are the most complex. How come?
Pensions are complex because they're very difficult to value. They're guaranteeing a payout for a period of years based on the terms of the pension. And we don't know how long you're going to live. We don't know how long the other spouse is going to live. And so most often what we do is we just divide the pension 50%, or whatever the division is going to be that was earned during the marriage. And so it's not complicated to divide, provided you have all the plan information and, you get an accurate order entered dividing that pension. But you want to make sure you do it at the time of divorce. A lot of times we find that, the divorce attorney doesn't get that special order entered for dividing the pension or the 401k at the time of divorce. And, maybe people run out of money. They don't want to pay their lawyer anymore. But if you're the client, you need to make sure that order gets entered, because if it doesn't get entered, that account's not going to get divided.
Jennifer Hargrave, family law attorney based in Dallas.